عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي، بارك الله فيك. My dear brother, I advise you to patient my dear brother. Okay, your wife is among خير and you are among خير إن شاء الله. And especially in your place, my dear brother, you live in a kuffar land, my dear brother. And for sure, the Muslim community in India have a lot of effect from the general environment there. So it's not easy for women there to wear niqab and to... Not that easy, even though it's easy for a lot of women, but not that easy for everybody. So my dear brother, حفظك الله تعالى, I advise you to patient and keep advising with a nice way, with knowledge, bring her to a good sisters who they are in, you know, who they cover with a better way. She mix with them. Inshallah, she will dilute it among them and she will... obey soon or later. You understand, my dear brother? And you need to realize, أخي حفظك الله تعالى, covering the face is obligate, but is not the obligation of it. It's not like how's the obligation of prayers and fasting and the other rules that you mentioned in your description. And she's obeying all these things, alhamdulillah. You understand? Slowly, inshallah, she will catch up in Allah Azza wa Jalla. Whenever the iman will be increased in her heart and the understanding to religion will be better in herself, بإذن الله جل وعلا, she will respond willingly inshallah, soon or later. And don't keep press on it all the time until you make her feel fed up and run away from the khair. No, you understand? Don't compare her with other ladies. Don't say fulana better than you, the wife of fulana better than you. Never. At the same time, my dear brother, make her closer to you. Sometimes the keys for the wives to be better in their religion is for her to love her good husband, her husband who is practicing. Sometimes because of the love, they will obey the Lord. Sometimes the women like that, أخي, you understand? Sometimes because of the love, they will open their heart for the Salafiyah. So what I want to say to my dear brother, you need patience. Need patience and try always, you understand? Alhamdulillah, she's praying, she's fasting, she read Quran, she's interested to learn her deen. Now it's a matter for you to patient. And imagine, ya akhi, regarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, when the hukm of the hijab and covering came, it came when they are already in Ghazwatul Ahzab, means after more than 20 years from his prophethood alayhi salatu wasalam. You understand? So imagine, ya akhi, barakallahu fi. It took long time. So you need to patient, my dear brother, barakallahu fi.